The ever-changing fashion. Isn't it fascinating how fashion changes with time? When you open your grandma's or great-grandma's wardrobe, you will find pieces that you will laugh at or that you will not even recognize as clothing. Before the First World War, fashion didn't change too much. All men wore dark suits, had short hair, and mustaches were popular. Women wore long dresses with a very narrow waist. Most of them had long hair. In the 1920s, both dresses and hair became much shorter. Straight dresses with no waists were in, while men's trouser legs were much wider. Then in the 1950s, people became generally richer, and teenagers started to spend more money on clothes and accessories. Men wore long jackets in bright colors, pink, yellow, or orange. Women wore blouses with wide skirts and short socks. High heels became fashionable too. The 1960s were the time of miniskirts and long boots. For the first time in the 20th century, men had long hair. Just take a look at the Beatles. In the early 70s, the colourful hippie style was in. You might have heard about flower power. Women wore loose miniskirts and dresses, usually with flower print. Jeans, long hair, brightly coloured shirts, and beards became fashionable for men. Then, the late 70s were the time of punks. Purple, blue, red, or green hair, and brightly coloured makeup. In the late 80s and early 90s, casual clothes were in. Baggy trousers with loose sweatshirts, and baseball caps, usually back to front. It was the first time that sports clothes like tracksuits and trainers became popular, even for work or school. Then, in the late 90s and the millennial years, fashion tried to bring back the classical styles of suits, shirts, and ties, or blouses. But I think casual clothes won again. Today, you can see people wearing whatever they want when they leave their homes. Suits, jeans, tracksuits, sometimes even pajamas or underwear. Is it good or bad?